Christians are publicly under attack in the United States. Fostering kids can be a great mission field. And a ministry is building homes with a message. These stories and more coming up on the New Year's Eve edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are under attack in the United States. A Newsweek cover story is the source, suggesting evangelical Christians have a gross misunderstanding about what the Bible actually says. The lengthy article muses, Scripture is written by men, full of mistakes, and meanings are misguided. President of Reach Beyond, Wayne Peterson.
The article was not balanced, not objective. It was not good journalism. They quoted only critics of the Bible, not scholars that have studied the Bible.
Peterson says these arguments aren't new, but good scholarly work usually does something else.
Many of the people that have begun a journey to disprove the Bible in their research have come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Peterson says there's obvious proof Scripture is true.
As we reach out with the hope on radio and through other social media, and as we bring God's love to people in the form of human care and community development, lives are being changed.
Next, the missing Air Asia plane has been found. Several bodies and debris were found in the Java Sea off the coast of Indonesia. One family on board, Park Seung Bom, his wife Lee Kyung Hwa, and their daughter were South Korean Christian missionaries who just started fulfilling their dream of sharing the gospel in Indonesia. One of Park's Sunday school students told Bloomberg, "We feel devastated that he and his family are missing. Pray for families to look to God for healing." This is Mission Network News. No family's perfect. Sometimes they're kind of annoying. But Bethany Christian Services reminds us of the alternative. No family. And that can be devastating for kids. Brian DeVos, VP of Child and Family Services at Bethany, says families they recruit for foster care share something pretty special with the kids.
We know that children who grow up in families that are Christian will obviously be exposed to the love and compassion of Jesus, and that's a great place for them to learn about a Heavenly Father that loves and cares for them.
This truth extends overseas, too, and so does the uphill battle for children all on their own.
If we don't reach these kids who are without a loving family, we have some statistics that talk about the odds that are against them, and they run into many, many challenges. So in the U.S., there's about 20,000 kids that age out of foster care. They don't have a loving family.
As we head into the new year, consider being a foster family to give kids a brighter future. Meanwhile, it's pretty cool in this day and age that we can comfort and help persecuted Christians from home. David Shibley of Global Advance.
We need to pray for them, and they need to know that we are praying for them. They also need to know that we're undergirding them in every way we possibly can.
To this end, Global Advance merged with Alpha Relief at the beginning of the year. Shibley tells us of a recent example of how this partnership and your help affects the persecuted.
We were able to get financial assistance and a secure passage for a woman whose family was brutally murdered. She is now experiencing the loss of her family, and her life is now taking a very dramatic turn. But she knows that there are those who care for her.
Take just a second to pray for persecuted Christians around the world and those helping them. And would you consider construction to be a part of the mission field? For a women's ministry in the United States, it is. Buckner International reports the team builds houses for families living in unsafe conditions, but their ultimate goal is to tell them about Jesus. One team member tells us, because Christ first loved us, we now have the blessing of physically showing his love through the Women's Build program. You can donate by going to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule. You can also pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture prayer calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.